With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores and celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. This edition of With Heart and Voice will feature an exploration of some new and recent CD releases of sacred choral and organ music. Interesting works from across the centuries by composers such as Leonard Bernstein, Orazio Columbano, Ola Yelo, John Sibelius, and several others. We'll begin with a couple of selections from a new 2-CD set, which offers the premier recording of the first and only complete setting of the Orthodox Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom in English. Composed by Kurt Sander in 2016, it was created at the request of the Patriarch Tikhon Russian American Institute, and it's the Patrem Institute singers who will here perform the Great Litany and Bless the Lord, O My Soul. Peter Jermyhov conducts, and soloists include baritone Kevin Keyes and basso profundo Glenn Miller.
Let us pray to the Lord.
From a new 2-CD set on the Reference Recordings label, we heard the opening two portions of the Divine Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, composed in 2016 by Kurt Sander. Peter Jeremioff led the Patram Institute Singers. The Utah State University Chamber Singers have recently released a new CD of an eclectic repertoire of 20th and 21st century sacred choral music from composers ranging from Rachmaninoff and Stanford to Dan Forrest and Mack Wilberg. We'll listen to them sing a setting of Be Thou My Vision by Bob Chilcutt. Corey Evans leads the Utah State University Chamber Singers. Be Thou My Vision by Bob Chilcutt was performed by the Utah State University Chamber Singers, directed by Corey Evans. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A simple song is probably one of the most popular and most often performed individual movements from Leonard Bernstein's 1971 Mass. We'll hear it in an interesting arrangement for mezzo-soprano, accompanied by organ, harp, flute, and electric guitar. This comes from a recent CD on the BIS label from Sweden, featuring mezzo-soprano Anne-Sophie von Otter with organist Bengt Forsberg in a striking collection of pieces by Bernstein, Copland, Ives, Mahler, Strauss, Parrott, and a number of others. A simple song by Leonard Bernstein.
Mm-hmm. pick it up as you go along. Laude, laude. Sing like you like to sing. God loves all simple things.
Mezzo-soprano Anne Sophie von Otter sang A Simple Song from Mass by Leonard Bernstein in an arrangement for organ, harp, flute, and electric guitar. Our next selections introduced me to a composer of whom I was unaware previously, an Italian Renaissance master, Orazio Colombano, who as a young man spent two formative years at the cathedral in Vercelli, where he composed a complete cycle of psalms for the Vespers liturgy of all the obligatory feast days. A new disc on the Brilliant Classics label features some of these Psalms for Six Voices performed by the Cappella Musicale of the Vercelli Cathedral. We'll hear them sing two pieces, Domine ad Adjuvandum and Dixit Dominus. Monsignor Dennis Silano conducts.
Deo, oh, sinad
Psalm settings from among the first works of Italian Renaissance composer Orazio Columbano. We heard Deus ad Adjuvandum and Dixit Dominus, performed by the Cappella Musicale of the Vercelli Cathedral, led by Monsignor Dennis Silano. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Sunrise Mass by Norwegian-born composer Ola Jalo has gained wide popularity since its appearance in 2010, and has helped establish him as a significant writer of choral music in our time. An unusual feature of the work is the application of English titles to the various movements of the traditionally Latin texts. The English titles are unrelated to the liturgical movement, but overlay a second narrative that, in Jalo's conception, illustrates something of a spiritual journey from the most transparent and spacey, in his words, to something completely earthy and grounded. In this piece, he's created a unique sound world, which we'll experience in a new and wonderful recording by the Westminster Williamson Voices. They'll perform the opening movement of Sunrise Mass, labeled the Spheres, which is a setting of the Kyrie. James Jordan conducts. The Spheres, a setting of the Kyrie from Sunrise Mass by Ola Yalo. The Westminster Williamson Voices performed on a new CD released by GIA. James Jordan conducted. Regent Records from the UK has released a lovely CD from Yorkminster featuring music written for the Choir of Yorkminster over the past century. Included are pieces by Edward Bairstow, Francis Jackson, Philip Moore, Richard Shepherd, and a number of others. We'll listen to a setting of Ubi Caritas by Philip Moore, who preceded current organist and master of the music Robert Sharp, who conducts the Choir of Yorkminster. The choir of York Minster performed music composed for them by one of their former directors, Philip Moore. We heard his setting of Ubi Caritas, composed for the Maundy Thursday Eucharist at the Minster in 1997. Robert Sharp conducted. The development of large orchestral or symphonic organs in the late 19th and early 20th centuries led to a boom in the art of transcribing orchestral works for the organ, an art that went out of favor in the late 20th century, but in recent years has experienced a new revival. A recent CD released by Reference Recordings unabashedly celebrates the revival of that repertoire in a spectacular disc recorded by organist Jan Krable on the large Cassavant organ at the Kaufman Center in Kansas City. We'll hear her performance of Finlandia by Jean Sibelius, transcribed by Herbert Fricker in 1907.
Thank you.
Jan Krabel performed Finlandia by Jean Sibelius as transcribed for organ by Herbert Fricker. She played the Cassavant organ at the Kauffman Center in Kansas City on a new disc of transcriptions produced by Reference Recordings. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Choir of St. James in Los Angeles is one of the finest choral ensembles on the West Coast, and they've recently released a new CD on the Gothic label featuring both Renaissance and contemporary sacred literature, including several incredibly beautiful works by their longtime director, James Buonamani. His extended work for choir and orchestra, O Beauty, Ever Ancient, Ever New, is based on writings of St. Augustine and was composed in 2012. We'll hear it performed by the Choir of St. James under the direction of the composer.
Thank you.
O Beauty, Ever Ancient, Ever New by James Buonamani was performed by the Choir of St. James of Los Angeles and conducted by the composer. Thank you for joining me for today's program exploring a number of newly released recordings. I hope you've enjoyed the musical selections and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. You can listen to this and other programs on the web and find more information at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.